You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Wow, it feels like we've been gone for a long time. This is Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented. Need I say anything more than just the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo?
No.
No, that's right. And it feels good to be back in the studio.
Does it?
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
You had a week of travel.
Yes. Well, a few days of travel, let's say that.
Yes.
I went to Quest, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you enjoy it?
Wow. We just take for granted that these bars are being made by people we trust, first of all. We know how good these bars are. Getting there and seeing that Quest Nutrition is so much more than what they're doing right now. It's just amazing. The most amazing corporate culture that I've really ever endeavored. Everybody is like on a mission to produce the best possible products, and the products that they're working on boggle the mind. That what you will see coming from Quest in the next year will change the way you think about companies that make nutritional products. Really. I mean that sincerely.
That's awesome. Didn't you tell me that you got to see the conveyor line and you actually got to
it was not right off the line, but one that was wrapped and packaged right
away.
It was so fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, you know, cause we all know the story, right? That Shannon Yorton Pena, you know, dreamt up this recipe for this bar. So we always imagined that, you know, this was like a small little production. Holy mackerel. I mean, what goes into making these bars is just unbelievable. And they farm nothing out. They farm nothing out. Nothing. In fact, I was looking at the raw materials area because you always hear these stories. Excuse me. Get that out of the way. You always hear these stories about bar manufacturers that lie about what's on their labels. And you hear, oh, well, you know, there's a lot more sugar in these bars than this, or there's a lot. Uh-huh. They not only test everything that they produce through a third party lab, but they use higher standards than what are acceptable by the governing bodies that regulate label claims.
Really?
Yes. And get a load of this. There isn't a packet of sugar in the whole building. So there's no way that somebody could go, oh, that sugar ended up in there by accident. Somebody got confused with that vat over there versus that vat over there. Another thing that I was amazed by. The standard of chocolate that they wanted, because it had to be high protein, but it also had to be like chocolate, like what we think is chocolate, caused them not to buy chocolate from a third party, but they make their own sheets of chocolate. They have a whole line, with a conveyor line that just makes the chocolate.
I wonder if I can work on that conveyor
line. Yeah, I know. I mean, the technology, the transparency, the level of commitment in every single department, the level of happiness of everybody that works there, from the people who work on the lines to the people who are in the administrative offices, it's unfathomable. It's just, you can't, it's, I mean, Quest Nutrition, is the, whatever you want to call it, the Apple computers of nutrition, or is the Microsoft of nutrition, depending on who's operating. I mean, there is magic afoot in that place. And it's not like they're just focused on projects. The people, everybody contributes to everybody else's project openly. There's none of this politicking like, well, I need to get credit for this. I'm going to keep my hands around this and not let anybody know what I'm working on because I want to bring it to market. Everybody helps everybody. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
I got to sit in the Viper pit for a couple minutes where all the brainstorming for new products comes from. It's just amazing. It's like the amount of original thought that is conjured up in that group is just fantastic. So obviously you could tell that I'm really excited about this.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we went to the Kentucky Muscle last weekend on Saturday.
Yes.
That was exciting. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I got to meet Charles Gaines.
He was a nice man.
Really nice. And he'll be on the show. He's going to come back. He's going to come on the show. We talked for a very, very long time.
And for the people who don't know who Charles Gaines is.
Well, he wrote the book Pumping Iron, and then him and George Butler produced the movie Pumping Iron, which without that movie, no one would have ever known who Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
I'm on his Facebook page. Did you know that he helped to develop paintball?
I know. You told me that. I was amazed by that.
Yeah, and it says that he's he's noted for his fly fishing works.
Well, see,
outdoorsman.
And this is what I didn't know about him. So when we sat and talked, you know, I said, so what do you do now? He goes, well, I do what I've always done. He goes, you know, I write about hunting and fishing. I said, really? He goes, yeah, I'm all about the outdoors. And I thought that was amazing. And he teaches school here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Part time.
Yeah, he comes here part-time, then he goes back to where he lives, which I want to say he lives someplace south of here. I forget what he said.
I think he said Alabama.
Alabama. But this is a high-level writing course that he teaches where people come into the city for some sort of preparatory work, and then they go home and they write, and he grades their papers, and he helps develop them to be fantastic writers.
That's
very,
awesome.
Very cool. Yeah.
So he's going to be on the show, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then also just had a couple friends in the Kentucky Muscle that actually placed. My friend Bess, she got a fourth place win. And then my friend Andrea won her bikini class.
The division, yeah. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout outs to them and kudos. And we did have a good time at the Kentucky Muscle. It was a lot of fun.
It was nice. Okay, so did you know they have a new Barbie doll?
No.
It's a J-Lo Barbie doll.
Really? And so one of the startling attributes or exciting attributes about the J-Lo Barbie doll is she's got a big bottom.
No, she doesn't, actually.
Well, how could it be a J-Lo Barbie doll?
I know. There's been some backlash because she doesn't have the curves that J-Lo
really
has. Yeah,
what's that about?
I don't know. Evidently, she's not complaining because she put up a video on Instagram with the doll and some Ken dolls doing a stage show. So I guess she likes the doll, but the doll doesn't have the curves that J-Lo has.
That's kind of sad. It's almost like they're embarrassed to make the doll look like J-Lo. That's not nice.
And what is that? You know, what is that? I just recently, there's this game going around on Facebook where you're supposed to, if you like someone's post where they put things about themselves that no one knows about,
right.
Which I didn't know. I liked someone's post.
Who did you like? Whose post was it?
Jocelyn Seeds.
Dr. William Seeds'
wife.
Right.
And she private messaged me and said, okay, if you want to play in the game, you have to post 7 things about yourself that no one knows about. So I did it. And one of the things was that I've always had an issue with body image because I've always been curvy.
Right.
And here in America, the models are mainly, you know, straight, stick
right.
thin.
Right. And so, as a very young girl, that had to be very stigmatizing for you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so as a result of that, you've always had a body image problem. But now today, women who have your type of body are embraced.
Well, I think it's probably the in thing to have a curvy body
then
right
why
now.
I agree with you, but why didn't they give the J-Lo doll the real attributes of J-Lo? I mean, that would be like doing a Beyoncé doll, but making it white.
I know. Well, it doesn't make sense to me. I had a friend tell me one time that J-Lo was fat because of her curves, and that's just ridiculous to me.
Well, that girl should move to Brazil and see what women look like in Brazil.
Well, that's interesting because I had a man who was my boss years ago that told me I needed to move to Portugal because of the way I looked and dressed.
Right. Right, because the women.
And how rude was that of him?
Well, I think he was maybe indirectly paying you a compliment.
Not from him.
No, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, but anyway, so in Brazil, they just recently had a bum competition is what they call it.
Brazil's best buttocks. It's called the Miss Bum Bum pageant.
And the girl who won was 25 years old, and I think they said she had a 42-inch bum
around her butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I looked at the video on YouTube, and all of these women are just stunningly beautiful. And they have the kind of figures that European men like. I mean, you go to a Latin guy, you go to a guy from Brazil, you go to a guy from Italy, and you show pictures of these women, and they go, oh my God, these women are beautiful. You go to the average American guy, a waspish guy, and you look at this, and they go, oh, those girls are fat.
I know. Why is that?
And there isn't any fat.
It's a matter of preference,
maybe.
Well,
so let's talk about this for a second. So this notion of the word fat has really, changed what the real meaning is, okay? So you look at these women, in the, Brazil's Best Buttocks contest, and none of them have any fat. You can see that they don't have any subcutaneous fat. You can still see the separation in their shoulders to their upper arms, okay? They probably have as much, body fat as what we would consider being closer to lean than fat in this country. Cause we know what fat is in this country.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But the difference is these women have exaggerated features. They have big bosoms. They have big round butts. They have beautiful upper legs. And to most Americans, they would look at that and go, oh, that's fat. No, it's not fat. It's muscle.
Maybe I need to move to Brazil.
Well, that's why I said that guy was paying you a compliment. He was paying you a compliment. But yeah, it's very, very cool. It's a great video if you want to watch it. It's a minute and five long. And these women, have fantastic bodies, in my opinion. So there you go. I guess I'm not with the, with the culture here in the United States. So given that, discussion, you told me that Abercrombie is giving in to pressure from the mainstream.
Well, evidently, the company has lost about 30% of their value this year.
Because of these yentas out there who want Abercrombie, who sells clothing for kids, by the way, for those yentas out there who are like complaining that Abercrombie, you know, I got news for you. Babies R Us doesn't have your sizes either. Are you going to make them carry your sizes? Oh, they sell clothes for babies. Abercrombie sells clothes for kids, for 20-year-olds and 18-year-olds and even some 25-year-olds. They're not selling clothes for 35, 40-year-old moms of three. The idea that they've even had to give in to this pressure to me is ridiculous. But they have.
They have. And that's
sad. It's very, very sad. We have to take a quick commercial break. We've got a lot to talk about today. So we hope that you stay with us for the entire show. You are listening to Supreme Radio. It's Casual Friday, and we'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about
Orbit that? Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You hear a new spot for Trusted Health Products, the folks that make Aura MD. I've been using this product now for a few months.
Their skin oil?
Yeah, it's a very, very light oil. It's got like the sense of citrus fruit in it. It's amazing. In fact, I look forward to putting it on at night before I go to sleep.
You smell like a tangerine.
I do, don't I?
But it smells awesome.
Well, you know, my skin, my facial appearance has become more important to me since I started doing TV. And I actually use it before I go on the air as well to kind of give my skin that healthy glow look. So I put it on all the time now without even thinking about it because I've become accustomed to it. And I got to tell you something. My skin does look better. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
They have one for the body and one for the face.
Yeah.
And then they have one for daytime and one for nighttime.
Yeah. And you get a free sample right now by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the 100% skincare banner ad. They have one product for men and one product for women, and they're blended differently specifically because men have more androgens in their body, and we tend to produce a greater degree of sebaceous gland production. And so they're very, but they're oils, and people are going to think, oh, oil. These oils are so light, so thin, like it's thinner than coconut oil. It's thinner than any oil you've ever put on your body. You put it on and it just literally disappears into your skin.
It's really nice.
So check it out. Show them some love. Okay, so what do you want to talk about first? Oh, I know what I want to
talk
about.
You wanted to talk about the drug study.
Yeah, so Adele Moussa posted this on my wall. Adele is great. I mean, he's got his finger on the pulse of just about everything out there. I have a friend who's in the pharmaceutical industry, and she regularly sends me emails whenever there's disparaging things said about vitamins and supplements. I always get an email from her, you know, like, and she sent me that email recently about the recent study on multivitamins not affecting cancer or heart disease, which, you know, who the hell takes multivitamins for that reason? You have to take, and then in that article, they talked about high doses of vitamins could be dangerous. But interestingly enough, I never got an email from her when this most recent study was published. That shows the number one killer in the United States in the area of poisoning are pharmaceutical drugs. More people die from pharmaceutical drugs, are poisoned by pharmaceutical drugs, than anything else in the United States today.
Than anything.
These are prescribed, and these are both used, prescription drugs, either used illicitly or appropriately, keep in mind. And obviously on the top of the list are painkillers and opioids. We know that. But I just think it's interesting that we hear about, oh, well, the FDA needs to get in there and
provide oversight to the compounding pharmacist, because 1,500 people or 600 people or 300 people or 30 people died.
Or 65.
Yeah, or 65. You know, it's like all these little numbers, but literally millions of people are dying because of pharmaceutical drugs. And those are drugs that already fall under the oversight of the FDA. And so this is, to me, it's just shocking how we worry about the little minutiae. You know, oh, well, craze may convert to methamphetamine. But meanwhile, the drugs that have been approved by the FDA, that are controlled by the FDA and the DEA, are killing more people. And keep in mind, I know that there's been this new campaign in the area of painkillers to come on out and, like, rail again. You know, they're applying more pressure to doctors who prescribe painkillers and so on. That's all well and good. But that should have been done a long time ago, before it reached this pinnacle of being the number one reason for death due to poisoning in the United States. This was mounting for years and years, and those companies were making money on this stuff. And the FDA knew it.
According to this article, 5 million people a month take painkillers.
Yeah, and those are the ones that they're getting prescriptions for. A lot of them start out on prescriptions, and then they have to go to the black market because the prescriptions are canceled.
So there's another article that I have here that says vitamins don't prevent heart disease or cancer, experts find. That's the one you were just referring to.
Yeah.
This was released, I guess, on Monday.
Yeah.
I guess there's a big push now about supplements, because you've been hearing it in the news so much.
Yeah, they don't want people taking vitamins. They don't want people finding out. And see, here's the thing. I haven't looked at that study, and I'm sure Adel Moussa, if he's listening, can chime in here. But I'm willing to bet that this is one of those studies where they self-report things. Well, do you take vitamins? Have you taken them your whole life? Yes. What do you take? Centrum.
Even though half the U.S. population pops vitamins in belief that they can help them live longer and healthier lives, a very extensive look at the studies that have been done show it may be a waste of time when it comes to preventing the diseases that most likely kill you.
Well, again, these individuals that they're studying, first of all, this sounds like a meta-analysis to me.
The team was from Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah, there you go.
Center for Health and Research.
Yeah. You know what the thing about this is? This sounds like a meta-analysis. So you have to find out what studies they selected to stay in and what studies they threw out as being not viable for this, number one. Number two, if any of these studies were the result of people self-reporting that they take vitamins, we know that people lie and they get it wrong all the time. And number three, if these are multivitamins, we know that multivitamins, they just have the RDA of things in them. If anything, this speaks to the fact that the RDA is wrong, that the RDA will not help you. And in that study also, one thing I want to jump in here. I don't know if you have it in front of you, but one of the doctors talked about vitamin A toxicity, and he'd love to find out how many people are taking high doses of vitamin A. Do you remember we talked about that the other day?
Yes, I remember that.
And on the heels of that comment, Adel Moussa posted a fantastic study that shows that vitamin A can actually help you regrow your liver. When they do hepatic sections, they remove a portion of the liver. The liver doesn't grow back if you have a very low vitamin A status. And interestingly enough, a lot of research has been done on mega doses of vitamin A. Research on acne vulgaris and acne in general, where they've given individuals 300,000 IUs. That's right. I said 300,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for 3 months. The acne goes away, and the landscape of the liver stays fine.
Well, let me ask you this. So you're talking about acne. Isn't Accutane basically vitamin A?
Bingo. Now,
and that's a large dosage.
It's not so much that it's – okay, so I'm glad you said this. So vitamin A can't be patented. It's a vitamin. 300,000 IUs of vitamin A can cure some of even the most severe cases of acne. But the pharmaceutical industry needed something they could patent, so they came out with Accutane, which is a synthetic version of vitamin A that even in moderate doses is toxic to the liver. But it does some of the same things as vitamin A.
But people don't know that.
No.
They don't know that it's synthetic.
Yeah, they could just take high doses of vitamin A and have the same results as Accutane. Absolutely. But anyway, again, you know, nonsense. Nonsense.
In this article, it says vitamin A, for example, can cause liver damage if taken in high amounts.
So
that's
obviously
what you just said.
Obviously, Kaiser Permanente's group threw out the studies on acne vulgaris and 300,000 IUs of vitamin A day for 3 months, causing no hepatic damage.
It says vitamin E may raise the risk of prostate cancer.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, right. It's so. This, you know what? Again, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from, or rather, where you get your information from that you believe. And you know what? On the heels of that, pharmaceutical drugs are killing everybody, but don't take vitamins because they won't hurt. They won't help you. Baloney.
Okay, so there's been a lot of news about trans fats that are being banned.
Right.
And I have an article in front of me that talks about five foods that could become illegal if the FDA does ban trans fats.
Right.
One of which is fast food, microwave popcorn.
Yeah, they should get rid of that one.
Frozen desserts, baked mixes, and margarines. So people shouldn't be eating these foods anyway.
That's right. That's right.
So it really doesn't make a difference.
Well, more importantly, let's be honest, okay? Well, first of all, trans fats are not necessarily bad. It's the man-made trans fat. There's actually trans fats in beef from grass-fed, grass-finished cows.
Right.
And that particular trans fat, and I can't think of the name of it, it starts with an A, has actually been shown to help correct lipid imbalances by increasing HDL and dropping some of the smaller fractions of LDL that have been notorious for causing
plaque buildup. From the natural source that you get from beef.
Exactly. It's not being hydrogenated but here's the interesting thing. We've known about hydrogenated oil since the 30s. And
I've asked you this question before. Who approved trans fats?
Yeah.
And now the FDA is out here saying, well, it's causing heart attacks.
They've known about it all along.
Right. And they've allowed it. So how come all of a sudden now they're changing their mind?
And I'm going to tell you why. That's my point. They had to wait for their clients, the food manufacturers, to find an alternative to it before they banned it. Make no bones about this. The food manufacturers saw this coming. The FDA gave them ample time to prepare for it. Hey, you guys are going to have to find an alternative to these hydrogenated oils because we want to start banning them. In 2014, we want to say that they're not available anymore. So they waited for the food industry to be ready to replace trans fats. They didn't force the food industry to replace trans fats. You can bet on that. I have no way of proving that other than critical thinking. Think about it. You think they're going to force their clients into a situation where they're going to lose billions of dollars? No. So they're going to just use something else that's probably an equal offender that we'll find out 7 or 8 years from now that is just as bad as what they replaced. Because that's what industry does. So beware, be wise.
So while we're talking about fast foods, I've got an article that talks about it says, dad allegedly characterized as unfit.
I love this story.
For refusing to feed his son McDonald's.
Yes. Yes. First of all, this is the product of a divorce gone bad, first of all.
Yes.
Okay. The mother who did this is not being a good mother. In fact, if anything, she should be stripped of her credibility as a good mother. Tell the story of what happened.
Well, basically, the guy's an attorney and he had his son. You know, it was his day to have his son, and the son, 5 years old, threw a fit because he wanted to eat dinner at McDonald's.
Right.
And the dad told him he could eat anywhere he wanted.
But not McDonald's.
But not McDonald's. So the child threw a fit, and so the dad did not give him any dinner at all.
Good. You know what? I remember when they used to send you to bed without dinner.
That's happened to me before.
That gets your attention fast.
Exactly.
Okay. So then the kid goes home to the mom.
And the mom, there was a court-appointed psychologist who allegedly said that he was incapable of being a parent and then encouraged a judge to limit his custodial arrangements.
And this is what's wrong with society today, where judges and agencies are teaching people how to raise children when judges and agencies don't know how to raise children, number one. This is disgusting on so many levels. First of all, the mother, if she cared about the kid, should have said to the child, Well, that's right. You should try to eat something different.
Well, here, she probably just didn't want to agree with the husband.
That's what it is.
So she was getting back to the husband, and the kid suffers.
And the kid suffers. That's exactly what's wrong today with marriages when they become divorced.
Well, he told this guy who's the father, told the New York Post that he wished he'd taken him to McDonald's now, but he gets nervous about rewarding this type of behavior.
Never mind rewarding that type of
behavior. He's a concerned parent.
Yes, he's a better parent than the mother. Never mind that. That food is poison. So in other words, if that child said, I want to smoke a cigarette, and the father said, no, you're too young to smoke and it's bad for your health, and the kid throws a tantrum, the mother would have said, oh, you don't know how to be a parent. You should have gave him a cigarette. So in other words, you're supposed to do whatever your child wants you to do now, right?
Yes.
There's no level of discipline out there. But more importantly, I commend that father for not giving in and feeding his child poison just because the child doesn't have the ability to understand that it's poison. That's what the father did.
Mm-hmm.
And I say shame on that mother. Shame on her. Oh, disgusting. We have to take a break. Okay. I'm really aggravated about that one. When I first heard that story, it bothered me on so many levels because I've been through divorce. I know what dealing with the court system is like. It's really disgusting. And you know what? That child will suffer because of that mother's decision. And hopefully that child will recognize that it was the mother's decision someday because that child will end up hating their mother. So that's the reward of it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. Oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. We're having a party here in the studio with Elisa Profumo, my Brazilian bum bum winner.
Oh, I didn't win anything.
You won my contest. I had my own.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, we've got lots of good things to talk about. What do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about this Senate bill since we were talking about the drugs earlier.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So, you know, here we're talking about the fact that the FDA provides oversight to the pharmaceutical industry, and the pharmaceutical industry is killing people with their sanctioning, okay? But yet they're fighting so hard to get oversight on the compounding pharmacy industry because of 64 people that died and hundreds who were sickened by that compounding pharmacy on the East Coast that was making the product that was injected into the spine and blah, blah, blah. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the compounding industry is completely without fault here. But what I'm saying is this illusion that putting the FDA in charge of them is going to change anything. If the only thing that's going to change is the FDA will get paid to let companies and agencies poison and sicken people. That's all. We're seeing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Elisa, that starting in the 50s, there have been some 50 drugs that the FDA approved that were then given to the population of this country. And then at some point in time, the FDA withdrew those or banned those drugs after people were dying or developed diseases or their offspring had crippling effects. So this notion that FDA approval means anything at all is laughable.
Yeah, I don't people are either uninformed or just don't use critical thinking skills when it comes to this subject.
Do you know that LSD was marketed as a psychiatric drug in the 50s?
Really?
Yes.
So they could get it as a prescription.
Yes, they were prescribing it to people. But then after these people started hallucinating, committing suicide, becoming uncontrollable, maybe it was a bad idea to prescribe that.
Did you know, I had dinner with my friend last night and she told me that she was taking high doses of Accutane for her acne when she was younger and that it caused her to have suicidal thoughts.
Yes, I believe it. Because it's synthetic vitamin A. The body doesn't recognize it.
So they still prescribe that.
Yes, that's right.
And she said that when she told the doctor that it caused her to have those thoughts, she said, well, let's take a break from it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you look at...
She didn't say, let's stop taking it. Let's just take a break.
Right. Think about that. So having the FDA provide oversight to the compounding pharmacists will not protect people to any... Look at Vioxx, 55,000 deaths related to Vioxx. How come... You know what bothers me? People get all pissed off, you know, about politics. Oh, well, this guy is holding up the Affordable Health Care Act, or that guy is promoting the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, everybody gets all pissed off about stupid stuff. I still don't understand how Merck has not been punished by being put out of business after falsifying science. And the FDA, someone at the FDA should have gone to jail by not having the ability to verify if their science was real or not.
Mm-hmm.
What does the FDA do? They're not a firewall to protect the people. Oh, man. Am I the only one that gets angry about this stuff?
No.
I don't know.
I'm sure most everybody in our audience does.
Well, where are the politicians that are getting angry about it? Where are the politicians pushing to have someone at the FDA who was in charge when that happened put in jail? You know, only then will we see any justice. When people high up lose the ability for sovereign immunity, not to be punished for these kind of things, then you'll see them making good decisions. But right now, they make any decisions they want. They don't go. You'd go to jail if you owned a company and you lied to people and hurt them. You'd go to jail tomorrow morning. And the government would act like as though they were doing the people of this country a favor by putting you in jail. But nobody's putting any of those idiots in jail.
Yeah.
No, I am sorry.
It's a shame.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so on a different note, I think Dan Rollins posted this on my Facebook page. Pregnant woman on raw food diet causes controversy.
Yeah.
Can a pregnant woman be healthy on a raw vegan diet?
Well, no, not a vegan diet. I don't think so.
Well, that's what she consumes 10 bananas for breakfast and 6 mangoes for lunch.
Yeah.
The strict eating regimen, that's basically, it looks like all she's eating is fruit.
Yeah. That's terrible.
She does a 80-10-10, a raw fruit and veggie diet providing 80% carbs, 10% fat, and 10% protein.
But in the meantime, the poor attorney who chose not to feed his child poison from McDonald's, he's being called an unfit parent. But here's a woman who's ignoring all nutritional information out there that she needs a more well-rounded diet when she's building a baby. Let me give you the bad news.
Okay.
The baby will probably be born okay because it will steal everything it needs from the mother. She will end up being sick after she delivers this baby. So.
Wow.
It's stupid. The whole idea of the vegan diet is nonsense. You know what? There's so much evidence out there that protein may actually be the baseline that the body looks for. The reason that people overeat on these high-carb diets is because there's residual amounts of protein, and the body is saying we need more protein. And if that's what we have to eat a lot more of it.
Well, what about this concept that if you eat too much protein in one sitting, it's just a waste?
Oh, and I hear people say this all the time. So, in other words, our ancestors, when they chased down a bison and spent all day hunting it and killing it, they said, oh, only 30 grams at a time. Because no, they ate all the protein they could. And I have a theory, and it comes from critical thinking. This nonsense that the body doesn't use, quote-unquote, use protein, I don't understand where that comes from. If you eat a pound of animal flesh in the day and you go potty and it doesn't come out the way it went in, then chances are it was digested. And if it was digested, the body is using it. Whether it's using it for energy or building muscle or organ systems or whatever it's using it. This nonsense, you shouldn't eat more than 30 grams of protein in a sitting. I hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell that to a cave person who's gorging themselves with a pound of flesh because they don't know if they're going to eat again. Hey, don't eat that much. It's really, you're just wasting it, you know.
What about the Olympic runner that ate 1,000 chicken McNuggets? What do you think about that?
Well, did we talk about that on the
show?
We
didn't talk about it yet because we didn't have a casual Friday last
week. That's
right. And we were
Usain Bolt was in China, and the only palatable animal protein he could stomach while he was there, because he obviously didn't like Chinese cuisine, was the chicken nuggets. So he ate 1,000 of them while he was there. He doesn't eat chicken McNuggets typically. I mean, the guy was, it was either that or nothing.
Well, what I was going to say is I hope people don't take away from this that it's okay to eat chicken nuggets, that it's healthy, because look at him.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
He's the fastest man
in the world.
In the world.
Yes, he
is. But he just did it that one time.
In fact, I don't know how true this is. I haven't been able to snopes what I'm about to say, but I heard that he actually shaved 0.02 of a second off of his fastest time after eating those 1,000 chicken McNuggets because he couldn't find the bathroom fast enough. So there you go.
You didn't really read that anywhere, did
snopes
you?
Snopes it, and you let me know if I'm right or not.
So. Okay, so we're talking about runners. There's an article by the WorldHealth.net, that's A4M,
right,
about health hazards of intense exercise.
Right.
And what they did was they looked at marathon runners,
mm-hmm.
and basically it said that the strenuous exercise might increase cardiac rest. Cardiac risk. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, but we've, but I mean, A4M is just figuring this out. We've talked about this for years.
Uh-huh.
And, but there's all different ways of causing intensity. We know that long distance running is damaging to the heart. Most long distance runners develop something called lone atrial fibrillation. Okay.
Okay.
They're healthy otherwise, but their heart is suffering. We know that. The word, I stand to be corrected, but the word marathon came from the first guy who ran a marathon in Greece and died immediately after, like running for 3 days in a row or something like that. So we know that this style of running is not healthy, but that's not the only, what about interval training? That doesn't damage the heart.
No.
So that's another, this is what I have a problem with. People will read this, hazards of intense exercise, and they'll think any exercise that is intense is not good for you. No, it's long. What this should have said is the hazard of long distance cardiovascular exercise or long sessions of but they had to say this because that way they get more people, because there's a lot of people who are focusing on intensity right now.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a lot of science that shows intensity matters. So
like,
in order,
like HIT, high intensity training.
Yes, and high intensity workouts where you're doing Tabata and stuff like that. Totally different. Yes, it has intensity, but long distance running is not good for you. But you know, I say WorldHealth.net is also pandering to get people to pay attention. It should have said marathon running is not healthy for you. That's what it should have said.
Right.
But they didn't. Because you're not going to get, unless a marathon runner is reading that, they're not going to bother with it. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we actually have to take another break. Can you believe it?
It's going by fast.
Where does the time go? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
A special offer from Rob Rangish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn
to WayNaturalUSA.com. Way Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm actually happy about these next two stories. Well, one of the stories in this discussion.
I have an article here that says Johnson & Johnson will pay $2.2 billion to settle charges that the company marketed drugs for unapproved uses and paid kickbacks to doctors and nursing homes.
Yeah.
This is a travesty. I mean, they're giving this drug to patients that causes dementia.
Right.
And it was approved by the FDA for schizophrenia.
Right, right. And they were giving it to my mom when she first went into the nursing home, and she was having all sorts of episodes, and I got her off of it. And, you know, let me tell you something.
And Johnson & Johnson is being hit with a misdemeanor.
Yes, and someone should go to jail for that. That's what I'm saying.
Now, they're all up in arms about this compounding pharmacy.
Yeah.
64 people who died.
And keep in mind.
And those, their lives were important, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there are hundreds of thousands of people's that lives have been shortened or
damaged
because of this.
Right. And it's the worst group of people. You know who this is? The elderly. They're like children. They can't fight back. They go, no, come on. You got to take your meds. Come on. They crush it up in applesauce to trick them into eating it, just like they do to children. It's terrible. They put my mom on risperidone when she first went into the nursing home, and she started having episodes of delusions. I mean, she didn't know where she was. She became agitated easily. They had trouble, and I was like, "Why is she on this?" Well, it's a. They said it was a not an antipsychotic, but I'm trying to think what they called it. But anyway, it was designed. She was supposed to calm her down. Is what it was supposed to do.
Well, why didn't they just give her, like, some melatonin to help her sleep?
Well, that it wasn't a sleep issue with her. Like, a lot of people who are in nursing homes, they don't want to be there. They really don't. Like, they're still competent enough to know, what am I doing here? I don't want to be here with all these people. I'm around strangers all the time. And there's also a phenomenon called sundowners. Elderly people become very agitated at night, at bedtime. And they don't want to go to sleep, and because they're fearful, in my opinion, is what it is. And so they drug them up to get them to become zombies and easier to control and handle. And that's what it is.
Johnson & Johnson defended risperidone. Is that how you pronounced it?
Yeah, it's risperidone.
Risperidone as safe and effective for its approved indications, and said 2 decades of research shows it is an important treatment option for people with serious mental illness.
Yeah.
But then why are they promoting it in the nursing homes and to doctors as for
dementia?
Dementia.
Yeah, and that's why they got hit on this.
Do you know that it involved 239,000 violations in the state of Arkansas alone.
Right. 239,000, and that's with oversight by the FDA. So in other words, it just goes to show that these companies do whatever they want, even though they oversight there's provided oversight.
It says here that it was approved by the FDA for schizophrenia, but was marketed to doctors and nursing homes for treatment with dementia.
Right.
And then they're going to plead guilty of a misdemeanor. Yeah. I mean, I just don't get that.
Yeah, somebody should go to jail from Johnson & Johnson. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's when there's no accountability, there's no real punishment. I understand that people go, well, wait, they have to pay $2 billion. Yeah, they have insurance for this kind of stuff. And they're going to pay $2 billion over some period of time. And who knows how many billions they make, how this is really going to impact their bottom line. We don't know. And so while in this country, $2 billion judgment like this sounds like a lot, it's not to a company that's generating billions and billions of dollars every single year.
Yeah.
It's not. But now, you take the guy in charge of the company and you put his ass in jail for 6 years for this, and that $2 billion isn't necessary to charge them, because the reality is the next guy who steps up into the company to take that position after seeing his predecessor going to jail, you know he's going to run the company really different. You know that. Mm. There's no accountability. There's no accountability for these types of companies. There's no there's also no accountability for the politicians. You know, to go back to a story a second ago, the reason that this whole FDA oversight for compounding pharmacy things is being held up is, I think it's the governor from Louisiana, Vitter.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't want to let the bill go through until they vote on another bill that he submitted. And the bill that he has submitted is, he wants to know how many senators and congressmen's aides will be switching to the affordable health care plan versus staying on the government-provided health care plan, which is really, really good. No one wants to talk about this. Do you realize that while those who make the decisions for the country, they don't have to choose the way the country has to choose? They get their special health care plan that's guaranteed to them through the government. So they're not affected by these decisions that they're forcing down everybody else's throat. I mean, it's just shocking to me. But anyway, okay, sorry about that.
Okay, so here we have a chart that Alex Leaf posted. The 10 corporations control almost everything that you buy.
This is cool.
This is pretty shocking, actually.
When you look at remember, this is what the average American eats. This is not what Superhuman Nation eats, but still. So
well,
who are the 10 companies?
But Johnson & Johnson is on this list.
Oh, yeah. And obviously, that's why we're rolling into this one here.
Right, because they're on the list. They control just, okay, so it's Mars, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, P&G, Nestle, Kraft, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's.
And of all of those, Procter & Gamble looks like they have the greatest impact on all this. It's Procter & Gamble first, Nestle second. Interestingly enough, PepsiCo has Yum under its heading. So between PepsiCo and Yum, they control a lot as well. I was flying back into Louisville yesterday from L.A., and there's a big billboard when you get here, and it has a picture of a hand holding a platter. And on that platter are all of the Yum brands and then skylines of different areas of the world. And it says Yum, feeding the world. And I said, feeding the world poison as I went by.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody looked at me. I mean, it's gigantic. It's like 15 feet by 15 feet square. You can't miss it. It says Yum, feeding the world. So yeah. Tell Monsanto that. We don't need GMO. Yum is doing it already. They're feeding the world.
Speaking of feeding the world, I don't know what's going on with the GMO labeling in Washington State. The last I heard, they were still counting.
It's scary. It's scary. It's scary. It really is. And I don't understand why we even have to vote for this. Where's the FDA? The FDA should be forcing these companies to label GMO.
Well, they're saying, I guess they marketed saying that it's too expensive to change their labels,
Yeah. Like
they did in California, but yet they're spending
More money avoiding changing. But that's why, you know what? And unfortunately, the average American doesn't even know what GMO is. You realize that? You realize that there are still people out there, they don't have a clue what genetically modified food is, so they don't care. They don't even care what happens here.
I have something here that was last updated on November the 14th
mm-hmm.
at 5 p.m. It said that the yes vote was 48.59% and the no vote was 51.41%. Yeah. I don't know if that's the final result, but what that shows me is at least we're picking up ground.
Yeah, you're right. You're optimistic. You're looking at the glass half full.
Yes.
And I'm looking at, wow, that means 51% of the people in that state are idiots. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, maybe next time we'll have a chance to win.
Yeah. Hope so. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more stories. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like Nelly Furtado. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
So at the break, I told Carl we have to lighten things up a little bit for Richard Patterson.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And so this will be affectionately called the Richard Patterson segment.
Yes. Okay, so I have 12 uses for tea tree oil, which is an essential oil. Have you ever used that before?
I used to buy a shampoo that had tea tree oil and mint in it, and it used to make my scalp tingle. I don't know if it was the tea tree oil or the mint, but yeah.
I would assume it was the mint.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay, so here are some uses that you can use with tea tree oil. Ear infections, fungal skin infections, acne. You can disinfect things. It's an antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic. For toothaches, it's an analgesic. Athlete's foot, canker sores, eczema, nail fungus, warts, rashes, and coughs. Who knew?
So for nail fungus, they recommend the mix of dietary changes, avoiding chemical-laden processed foods and eating limited amounts of natural sweeteners and essential oils for getting rid of the nail fungus. Tea tree essential oil is a great antifungal that can be applied topically to combat nail fungus. Apply one drop on the affected nail and rub the essential oil in. It may be easiest to do this when you wake up or right before you go to bed.
Nail fungus is a big problem today. I think nail fungus has a lot to do with diabetic status.
Oh, really? Because of high blood sugar?
Well, we know that people who have high blood sugar levels suffer the greatest damage in the periphery of the body, the hands and the feet.
Because of circulation.
Yes, because of, right, exactly. And so I have a feeling that there's some linkage there, but I haven't been able to do any research to find out for sure.
For the eczema, it says to soothe the skin, try diluting 1 to 2 drops of the tea tree oil and 1 tablespoon of coconut oil and massage it into the affected area a couple times a day.
Wow.
And we all know that coconut oil is an antifungal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really good news. So let's stay with the word tea for a second, Elisa.
Okay.
So I know that you love tea, and I'm drinking tea today, by the way. I'm drinking green tea. I did run my Geiger counter over to make sure that it wasn't radioactive. It didn't come from Japan.
Well, and also, too, so we were at Starbucks one day. I can't remember. After we'd worked out, we went to Starbucks last Saturday.
Yes.
And I think I said before that I couldn't find an organic tea at Starbucks. So when we went in, I asked if they had any, and their Zen green tea is organic.
It's the only one of their green teas that is. It looks like Adele Musa just messaged me. He said tea tree oil. He has a study. Prepubertal gynecomastia linked to lavender and tea tree oils. That's not a good thing.
That is not a good thing.
But I wonder how much. In most cases, male prepubertal gynecomastia are classified as idiopathic. We investigated possible causes of gynecomastia in 3 prepubertal boys, otherwise healthy and normal serum concentrations of endogenous steroids. In all 3 boys, gynecomastia coincided with topical applications of products that contained lavender and tea tree oils. Gynecomastia resolved in each patient shortly after the use of the products containing these oils were discontinued. Furthermore, studies on human cell lines indicate that these 2 oils have estrogenic and anti-androgenic activities. We conclude that repeated topical exposure to lavender and tea tree oils probably cause prepubertal gynecomastia in these boys. Okay, good. But I'll tell you where you could use it then. Women with facial hair should rub tea tree oil on their face, because a lot of times the facial hair is related to imbalances in androgens and estrogens. And if these act as both estrogenic and anti-androgen at the same time, this would be good for somebody who's worried about growing hair. Adele, I know you're listening, so let me know what you think of that. Okay, interesting.
That's interesting. So when you drink green tea or tea in general, the EGCG may help cause certain types of cancer cells to die. I think Adele actually did a post about that once before on his Subversity.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Protection against heart disease and high blood pressure. It lowers the risk of death from all causes. Drinking tea can contribute to relaxation and concentration. So
yeah, because
it boosts
of the
brain.
The L-theanine, yeah. I think that's why, isn't it? Because of the L-theanine?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
No, no, but I know L-theanine is used for relaxation. Some people use L-theanine about a half hour before bedtime.
You've taken that before.
I've experimented with it, yeah.
It helps to keep blood sugar at moderate levels, fighting foodborne bacteria. That's interesting. It enhances the immune system function. It promotes friendly bacteria in the intestines.
Friendly bacteria. For those of you who don't know what friendly bacteria is a bacteria that when it approaches another bacteria, it shakes hands first. It says, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? Yeah, yeah, I know you.
Okay, it assists in weight loss, maintains the body fluid balance, and it helps to reduce stress. So
listen to this.
We're listening.
I loved it. So Adele sent, I love when Adele listens live because he makes me look smart. He says it also helps breast cancer grow. And he sent a study of a cell line study that tea tree oil.
Oh, we're back to tea tree
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because don't forget, we're on a 1 minute delay as we go out over the internet.
Okay.
So he said it also helps breast cancer grow. And he points to a study that shows a cell line study showing that the tea tree oil has estrogenic activity. Then he says, that was a good assessment of the specificity of the effects of tea tree oil. It's always the same. Helpful, but helpful for whom? When I said, well, maybe it would work for women who are trying to keep hair from growing
on
their face.
So if a woman is concerned about breast cancer, she shouldn't use tea tree oil.
No.
Say that 10 times.
Well, because it has estrogenic effects. It acts like estrogen, basically. It's a phytoestrogen. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Adele. Thank you.
So tea tree oil. Now, back to tea.
Yes, back to tea. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm finished with tea.
Oh, okay. Okay. We actually have to take a break. When we come back, there's a story that I want to talk about. Two stories, actually. I want to talk about the cholesterol story because that's all in the news. And also this story that indicates that more and more doctors are starting to get the message that fat may not be as evil as once thought. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
He deserves
it again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Hey! Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
About that time.
Turn this thing on now. Hey! Let's go!
Welcome back. Want to talk about the fat story first?
Sure.
I love this. So this appeared in a UK website, Express, home of the Daily and Sunday Express, which is obviously a newspaper there. Eating fat is good for you. Doctors change their minds after 40 years. I guess they have one cardiologist named Dr. Asim Malhotra saying that paradoxically the low-fat diet has increased the risk of heart disease. And there's other experts cited in the article saying that they're rethinking fat and its linkage to heart disease. I love this stuff.
It says it's the greatest medical error of our time.
Yes, and see, and what I really want to focus on here is this, okay? So I had this really wonderful discussion with Ron Pena from Quest, and you actually sparked this conversation.
I did.
You said to me one day, you know, so many of these guys who have podcasts and gals who have podcasts, they've written books. Why don't you write a book? And I said to you, well, I'm not an expert in anything. What am I going to write a book about? And so when I was talking to Ron, I said, you know, I am an expert in one thing. And he says, what's that? I says, critical thinking.
There's your title.
I know. And so, you know, God blessed me with not only the ability to see things judiciously, but also to have the courage to choose my own way. And in fact, I have to comment that Linda Shafrick paid me one of the highest compliments I've had in a long time. She listened to the show where I talked about how I chose not to get the surgery and all the reasons why I chose not to get the surgery, including the fact that I would have had to get on this medical merry-go-round by visiting a cardiologist and doing all these other things. And she said that that may have been the greatest example, and I'm paraphrasing Linda because I don't have it in front of me, but that may have been the greatest example of superhuman strength than all the weight that you could lift. In other words, having the courage to make those choices, even though physicians are telling me I should do something else and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, Dr. William Seeds helped me with that courage too, because he said, look, Carl, no matter what you do, you're going to be fine. And he was right. But the fact that we've even enabled a segment of people to coerce us into being part of the biggest, what do they call it? The biggest what in 40 years? The biggest?
The greatest medical error of our time.
Okay. The fact that we've even allowed those individuals to coerce us into the greatest medical error of our time shows that we have completely abandoned critical thinking. Because none of us went, wait a minute, my grandfather didn't die of heart disease. He ate tons of fat. And there's four populations on this planet that get 65 to 75% of their calories from fat. They have zero heart disease. So there's got to be more to the story. But none of us are willing to take that chance. We'd rather go to somebody and say, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
They go on to say that they claim the guidance has left millions of people at risk of developing cardiovascular disease and led to the overmedication of millions of people with statins.
Yes. This is it. And this is why I'm telling you, this is the new evolutionary selection pressure. If you can't make decisions on your own, then you are lost today, because there are way too many people who want to make decisions for you.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. And that's in all areas of life. So there you go. So if I ever do write a book, it'll be about critical thinking skills.
The doctor that you just mentioned about said that that saturated fat has been demonized since the 70s.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about on. We talked about this on the TV show.
On the TV show, yes.
In the 70s, meat became bad because of saturated fat. Saturated fat became bad, and it's like, you know what? And look at where we've gone from the 70s.
It cites a landmark study that found a link between coronary heart disease and total cholesterol, which correlated with the percentage of calories provided by saturated fat.
Right. And the worst part of all is, so here's something interesting, right? After doing research for the Fat Show on TV, my critical thinking skills led me to realize that hydrogenated oils are just man-made saturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
So they replace saturated fats from nature by saturating these fats with hydrogen to create the same ability for them to stay solid at room temperature and have the same texture on the tongue. And we know what happens when man tries to do things better than nature. We've seen it with breast milk versus formula and everything else. So it's no wonder that hydrogenated oils have backfired. They're man-made saturated fats. And don't forget, Dr. Paul Dudley White in the 30s told us, we're making a big mistake. We have to abandon Crisco and the rest of these oils. These edible oils.
It says recent studies have not supported any significant association between saturated fat intake and risk of cardiovascular disease, and saturated fat has actually been found to be protective. Where are those studies in the media?
Well, I'll tell you where some of those, and I'll tell you where
are
those.
Are they in the media?
No, they're not. And you know where some of the best studies are? So we were talking about the ketogenic diet and children with epilepsy, right?
Right.
Well, there's a vast body of evidence that those children who've been on those ketogenic diets for years, that one of the concerns were, wow, we're putting these kids at risk of cardiovascular disease and arteriosclerosis and so on.
So they did
looked
studies
at the,
on these children.
These kids have arteries that are clean. So
and look how much fat they're eating.
They eat all fat. They eat all fat.
Don't they eat like 10 grams of carbs a day?
Yeah, very, very low carbs, very, very high fat. That's the bottom line. They are consuming high fat and they are not. So where are the doctors and the scientists who do these meta-analysis that say, well, multivitamins don't protect you, looking at that and going, wait, maybe saturated fat doesn't cause heart disease. You know why they can't talk about it? Because the pharmaceutical industry has infiltrated medicine.
8 million Britons, because this was a UK study,
right.
Don't forget, 8 million Britons take statins, yet there has been no major impact on heart disease.
I've talked about that all the time. That's why statin drug manufacturers are trying to repurpose these drugs, because they realize they're not talking about LDL and LDL cholesterol and heart disease anymore, because they know that these individuals who take statin drugs have heart attacks at the same rate of the general population.
The same person that I had dinner with last night that I was talking about the Accutane, she asked me, she said that she has a friend that takes a little bit of statins three times a week. She goes, should I do that? Because she's been prescribed statins. And I said, no. But she can't understand how it doesn't help her cholesterol, right? Because the doctor says it does.
Right. Well, and now with the new cholesterol guidelines, more and more people will be prescribed statin drugs.
They're going to repurpose statins? Is that what they're doing?
Well, they've already started to. So statin drugs are being used for pain management, as anti-inflammatory agents. They're already repurposing them so that they can go, well, look, we were wrong about the heart disease thing, but it does all these other things. That's what they're doing. Again, if you apply critical thinking skills, you'll realize that.
They're calling for a focus on new risk factors rather mm-hmm. than just cholesterol
Bingo.
Levels.
See? That's what I'm saying. And under those new risk factors, they're going to be able to prescribe people who don't even have cholesterol issues statin drugs by saying, well, sure, this is not about your cholesterol. This is about these other things. This is disgusting. And if you're stupid enough to go down that road, then you know what? You deserve what you get. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to find what they're going to be repurposing them for in this article.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing. I gleaned it the other day. But I just know that right now, 18% of the population who receives statin drugs get no benefit from them. And the new guidelines are going to take that 18% and move it up to like 38%. So what's going to happen is a larger portion of the population that will not benefit from statin drugs will now be prescribed statin drugs.
It's going to basically double the amount of prescriptions written
yes.
for statins.
But you know
what? Article says.
But you know what, folks? Doctors could write prescriptions all day long. It is your action to fill them that is the mistake. Someone once told me, you know, if I throw a punch at you and you hit me back, who started the fight? You did. It wasn't a fight until you retaliated. Well, you know what? Doctors can write prescriptions all day long, but it's not a mistake until you fill it.
It's going to bring the total amount to about 72 million.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Do we have any listener questions? I know we've been off the air on Casual Friday for a little while. Do we have any listener questions?
No, but I wanted to talk about a study that Alex Leaf posted about pomegranate vinegar.
Yeah.
Basically, let me just get that open here.
Yes, take your time. Elise is having some problems with her computer. I had to get a new laptop because mine just wouldn't run anymore. Now we have to get Elisa a new one this week for sure.
Yes. Basically,
I'm trying to find it. Hold on a second. Well, the bottom line is this, from what I got from it, is that basically all vinegar is good because all acetic acid does the same thing. It doesn't have to be apple cider vinegar. That's the bottom line.
Alex Leaf did say pomegranate vinegar lessens fat gain on an obesity-promoting diet in rats through the control of AMPK,
yeah,
which leads to promotion of fat breakdown in fat tissue and stimulation of fatty acid oxidation in the liver. Isn't that the same thing that apple cider vinegar does?
To a great degree, yeah. And that's what acetic acid does. So, you know what? You're going to see a lot of new, unique signature vinegars coming out very shortly and publishing some of these same studies, I predict. So take vinegar, whatever it is. Apple cider, vinegar, red wine vinegar. I don't think balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic has a high sugar, I think.
That's what I mean, yeah.
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 So. But if you just put the vinegar on your salad, then that's helping out as you eat a meal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or put it in your hair.
But apple cider vinegar makes your hair shiny.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar is like Granny's tonic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, from the Beverly Hillbillies.
It's good for everything.
That is funny. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
I think that's it.
It's been great. I want to thank the folks at Quest again for hosting me there and bringing me there. And we had a great time and a lot of fun. And looking forward to working with those guys there. And to all the audience who was patient with us getting back on the air here as well. And we have great shows planned next week. We will be doing a show. I do know that Dan Lurie passed away on the 6th. We will be doing a show next week with Randy Roach and one other guest that I'm working on right now to pay homage to Dan Lurie in his passing. So those of you who are going, hey, Carl, you know, you used to have Dan Lurie on the show. Did you know he died? Yes, I'm very aware and I'm very sad about it. And we've got great shows planned for you next week. Thank you, as always, for listening to Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.